Blog Talk Radio.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions?
You'll find it here, scottinsler.org, where you will hear the facts.
When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world.
scottinsler.org
reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil, you have to eradicate it. It's not too late.
That's right, it's not too late. It's not too late to get yourself cleaned up and ready to serve the Most High God, the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the universe, the Father of the Son who is our Savior, our Lord, who has willingly sacrificed himself on the cross, that we can stand against the wiles of the enemy, to have eternal life, eternal salvation with our God. And we thank you, Father, for the gift of the Holy Spirit, the wisdom and discernment necessary to deal with the subject that we're going to deal with tonight. And that is borderline personality disorder. Now, before I go any further, I need to mention that I am not a doctor. I am not a psychologist. I am not a licensed practicing counselor. Who I am is a child of God who's obeying what God intended us to do and commanded us to do, and that is to cast out demons. I have been in the deliverance ministry for 13-plus years now. I have seen some of the most horrific cases. And anyone who's in the deliverance ministry, God bless you, because I know what you're dealing with. I know how difficult it is. I know that the normal Christian thinks you're nuts. But you know what? You're doing what God has commanded you to do. You are healing the sick. You are casting out demons. You are setting the captives free. And for that, there'll be rewards for you, and I can assure you he will say, well done, good and faithful servant. So my hat is off to you, because I also know the spiritual attacks that you deal with, and I hope that you're in a good, strong ministry that has support, that you're trained properly, and that you're walking straight. We can all be diverted, which is exactly what the devil wants us to do, and then we get attacked. Now, before I go into any deeper, I want to say how horrible and how sorry I am that if you are a borderline or you have borderline personality disorder, or that you are in relationship with a borderline, if this is a spouse, if this is a sibling, this is a child, this is one of your parents or grandparents or a co-worker, or let's say someone in the church, and I'll get into that in more detail, because there's a strong parallel with the Jezebel spirit, and you will find out exactly what that is. Now, I can assure you that a borderline, now I'm just going to use the term a borderline. It's some, what I mean is somebody who has the disorder. That is a psychologist view. What they are is they are infected with spirits in a particular order, in a particular pattern, in a particular formation, with different entry points because of violations that was perpetrated against this individual when they were children or young adults. That taking place could have been from the parent, could have been from a grandparent, could have been from a neighbor, could have been from a sibling, could have been from the babysitter. But there was a violation that took place. A door was open. The devil doesn't play fair. And the child becomes infected. Now, women tend to have a higher rate of borderline personality disorder versus men. And I believe it's because of that sexual molestation or, you know, the violation that came against the child. Now, of course, young men can be assaulted too, and that is one entry point. But there is a higher amount of females, which is tragic. I have dealt one-on-one with personality disorders, borderlines in particular. I have worked with, I can't tell you how many spouses since I first came in contact with it in 94, 95. And the devastation, the heartache, the destruction is terrible. I need to remind those who are in relationship or have been that there was also a transference of spirits. And if you were not an Ahab, now you need to remember, it doesn't matter whether you're man or woman, these are spirits that cause you to stand down and not stand for the righteousness and have a righteous anger that how dare you violate a child of God. So you're taken advantage of, you would allow things to happen that you normally wouldn't, and this is what takes place. Now, on the borderline side, the spirit of Jezebel, witchcraft, I have yet to see a situation that didn't have a heavy case of witchcraft. And that usually came in from when the assault took place on the individual when they were children. And that had an iniquitous pull. And from that point forward, they were drawn into this type of realm, spirit realm of witchcraft, sorcery, divination, pharmakeia, abuse, and so forth. And now these transferences take place into the people that they infect through their abuse, through their sexual misconduct, through sex outside of marriage. Now, I wanted to point out that borderlines usually have a very high intelligence. They're usually very dynamic, and they're wonderful people. This has got nothing to do with them as individuals. They are who God intended them to be inside. But unfortunately, through the acts that have been committed to them, that multiple personalities in the deliverance ministry, we call them altars, take place. And these are self-protection ways of protecting the mind from them not having to deal one-on-one with the horrific post-traumatic stress-type situations that are placed on them that cause them to go into insanity and break down. And so they fragment off. It's a part of their defense mechanism to be able to survive. It's a survival mode. And if you look at it like that, you can have absolute compassion for these people because they never really have a good day. They are empty and deep inside because of these wounds. If it was an adult that did it to them, you know, like a parent, then there was a betrayal that took place. And being betrayed is a terrible, terrible situation to be placed on anybody, whether you're a child or not. Now, along with the high intelligence, there is a dynamic in their personality. They're usually very artistic. They can multitask very well. And I have found that those people who are attacked and who are set up, because this is a target situation that comes down through the bloodline, it's a generational curse, that the child is targeted. And the reason I believe they're targeted is because that God had a specific situation, a particular purpose for this person, that they were either going to be extremely prophetic, that they were going to be a great healer, that they were going to be used in the end times mightily, because there's a tremendous increase of borderline personality disorder. It is epidemic, along with schizophrenia and some of the others, and I'll get into that later. That the reason that you have this disorder is because God had a purpose for you. He loves you. He wants to have you move forward in the gifts, and the devil did everything they can to stop you. And one of them is by giving you multiple personalities because of the wounded, fragmented parts of you, and by placing spirits within you, like witchcraft, which is a divination act, sorcery, you have addictions. And there's also spirits of seduction. You have the ability to bring people into relationship with you when you want. You also see people as good or all bad, and when you're done with them, you put them out like a cigarette, and that's exactly what the devil does, and that's unfortunately what the devil will do to you in time. But there is an answer, and that is through the blood of Jesus Christ. Counselors, psychologists, you know, I can remember my father saying to me that these people are educated beyond their intelligence. Now, it doesn't mean that they're stupid. It just means they're ignorant of the spirit realm. And they do good. There are times that you need to talk to somebody. We are creatures of habit. So we're textbooks. When you open up the psychologist books, you see our behaviors. So there is a pattern. There is a formula, so to speak. But unfortunately, when it is a spiritual infection, then you can just throw this all out because the devil's going to have his fun, especially if they're post-traumatic stress. That is a field day for the demonic, and it is unfortunate because it is so destructive. Now, back in 2001, I met a man by the name of Paul Hangstrom. He wrote a book called Broken Children, Grown Up Pain, and now has a ministry. And if you go to my website at scotthensler.org and go to links, it'll take you to his website. He's had great success. He's been able to understand chemical disorders. Now, I believe borderlines are also hardwired because it's not who they were. It's not necessarily a chemical disorder. It's the, as they matured, coming from childhood, they've developed certain ways to protect themselves, certain behaviors to call out with spirits to back them up in the multiple personality combinations so they can get through the day. But there is chemical issues where there was a trauma that took place. The chemicals that normally would allow the brain to mature are deprived, and Paul goes into great detail with that. I would go to his website and read that book. It opened my eyes. He's done a lot more research because this has been quite a few years ago. But I remember when I spoke to him and I said, one of the first questions I asked him, and by the way, I was at a deliverance seminar training in Scottsdale, Arizona for like 3 days and he was a guest speaker. My first question to him was, what came first, the borderline personality disorder and then the demons, which is a combination, or was there the crime against the child that enacted and allowed this? And of course, hands down, he said there was the perpetration took place on the child that opened the door that allowed the demonic come in. And I totally agree with that. And I see that over and over again. And that demonic that comes in is addictions and witchcraft and anger and murder and fear and rejection, fear of rejection. Hence the book, I Hate You, Don't Leave Me, another good book. And another good book to read on borderline is Stop Walking on Eggshells. Excellent. They don't touch the spiritual side to it too much, but I do in my book called BPD or Jezebel, which is on Amazon Kindle. And you can either go to it through the link on my website at scotthensler.org or just simply go to Amazon and type in BPD for Borderline Personality Disorder or Jezebel. Now, Jezebel is a very powerful, strong spirit placed mostly in women. But you need to remember that most demons are actually male demons. And if there's a female situation or personality that is, you know, projected out, that they're actually impersonating them. So when we say Jezebel, we're actually talking about a male spirit pretending to be female and normally inhabits, infects females. It will infect males, but not so much. Along with this comes seduction and fear. And fear is usually the very first one to come in. They sort of hold the door open. I've always said that a borderline has an open door all the time. They can be prophetic in the sense that it's more of clairvoyance, which is not coming from the Holy Spirit. It is simply a familiar spirits giving the knowledge to them of the situation, and in a Jezebel in a church will set themselves up to look like they're prophetic. They may be a full-blown borderline, and they're there for one purpose, and that's to take down the ministry. They go after people who are prophetic. They go after people who are healers. They go after the pastor. They try and bring down deliverance ministries. They'll infiltrate. They do what they can, and what they're doing is they have submitted themselves to these spirits because of the infection that took place and the hardwiring of their brain for survival. And they've been fooled into thinking that they're able to get through the day through the spirits that work through them. And the devastation that comes out of that is horrific on the people who are on the receiving end of it. If you are in a relationship with one right now and you're outside of marriage and you're having sex with them, you need to stop. You've already become infected. You've already got Ahab spirits. You've got post-traumatic stress, I'm sure, because of the assaults and the trauma that's taken place. There's situations that happen where you just walk away going, what in the world? I've never seen that before. I've seen full manifestations. I have seen strength that's beyond the normal man. I have seen anger and murder and killing spirits that would literally rip the clothes off of another human being to destroy them. If you've ever had anybody try and kill you, to look in your eyes and know that the spirit wants to absolutely draw the last breath in hopes that maybe you will not be in Christ and be taken to the pit, or that you are in Christ and that they need to make sure that you're not going to fulfill what God had intended you. These situations take place, and they are real, they are horrible, and there are no winners. But the good news is that Jesus Christ on the cross has provided a way out. Now, what happens with people who have been in relationship and then they become infected and devastated and post-traumatic and all the other issues that come with it, they seek help. They'll go to a counselor, and they may actually be diagnosed as a borderline when they're not, because they haven't had the time frame that the original borderline had, you know, the years that took place to get them to where they're at. And then when they go through the, you know, the breakdown of the person and have the chance to counsel them over time, they find out they're not borderline and that they are actually in relationship. Now, you need a cleansing. You need deliverance. You need to be to have these spirits completely removed out of you. You've got ungodly soul ties that are going to give you an iniquitous pull to keep bringing you back to that borderline. Whether you're male or female, it doesn't matter. Seduction is a huge part of borderline personality to bring in people. They're very promiscuous. They go from one lover to another. They can be in one relationship, and if a person, you know, as people, we will always fail. And so when a borderline sees that you failed them, which can be perceived, it doesn't mean that you really did, but since we're human, we do make mistakes, then they will see you as all bad, and you need to be taken to the pit. You need to be thrown in jail in their view. There is no gray area. You were either good or bad. And the whole purpose of these spirits is to kill, steal, and destroy, and they do a very good job at it. So what happens that these spirits, when they're in a borderline, will set up camp to the point where they will protect who they are, what they are within this person, like a junkyard dog. And they, borderline personality disordered individuals, normally do not seek help. It's those who have been infected or been in relationship with them. So because a borderline doesn't seek help, about the only time that they're actually diagnosed is when they do a passive suicide, or they do something, you know, they get really drunk and they crash a car, or they actually assault somebody and then the police try and arrest them and then they assault the police. And then they realize that there's a mental issue, you know, some type of insanity. And then they're court ordered for, you know, to be diagnosed and have, you know, to be found out what's going on. Those are generally it. Otherwise, they're going to avoid that whole thing, but they are so good. They can read a person through the familiar spirits. They can go into an emergency room. And if there's somebody who does not have a compassionate heart, and I say this, that a lot of nurses and trauma and emergency room personnel have been battle-hardened, that when someone comes in who is not willing to seek treatment, they are not going to be fooled by a borderline. But a doctor who may have compassion, especially on an attractive younger woman, they will be completely fooled by the borderline. They will be misdiagnosed. They'll be probably diagnosed as the one who's being abused, and they'll let them go, and they'll never get the treatment. Or they'll absolutely seduce the psychologist that's working with them and lead them down rabbit paths for a very, very long time. Now, medications, of course, I really can't talk too much about that. Since it's a spiritual issue, there are, you know, all I can tell you is that seek a doctor's help, but find a Christian doctor under those situations. In my circumstances, haven't seen anything good come out of it. So, it's been a few years, maybe there's some other things. But, again, you're dealing with such a horrific spiritual issue that, I tell you, all you're doing is introducing pharmakeia now, sorcery. And then on top of that, they'll maybe start drinking alcohol because they have a false pretense that everything is okay. And then they'll start drinking. And now that medication mixed with the alcohol is a cocktail of destruction for both. Now, there are cases where nobody in the bloodline seems to have borderline, but there's a good chance that there was witchcraft. Maybe Aunt Agnes actually practiced witchcraft, and now the child was assaulted by somebody who actually had borderline in their bloodline, and now that child's infected. So now all of a sudden in the family, and even later down the road, you can have somebody that is, let's say, in their 20s and 30s. There's a good book out there. I believe it was called Skeletons in the Closet. And it talks about children, especially women, who were molested as children and then later on start acting out the natures of the issue with the post-traumatic stress. Even abortion, that will trigger them too. In fact, that will really send them into a tailspin. That's generally what happens there. Now, if there is a Jezebel within a church, and you need to remember, Revelation itself talks about this in 2:20. This I have against you. You have allowed that spirit Jezebel to seduce my saints. Now, even Jesus was concerned about Jezebel's spirits. And look at the Old Testament. My goodness, in Kings, the amount of devastation, murder, seduction, theft, control was horrendous. Now, unfortunately, I would venture to guess that Jezebel herself, being with the background and the family she was from, that she too was, you know, horribly abused. But, you know, God has made provisions. He's made a way out for us. And if we don't choose that, if we don't willfully choose God's way, if we try and take care of ourselves or we allow seducing spirits to bring us into a thought pattern, hence the hardwiring of the borderline, thinking that it is me, I can't trust anyone else, I'm going to have to take care of it, and these voices, these spirits within me, give me strength, they give me the anger necessary, they give me the power to survive the day. Well, it's all a lie, because that will all come to an end. I wanted to mention that some of the ones that I have dealt with, especially the spouses to borderline, have shown me photograph of their spouses, and it seemed like every photograph of this individual was different. Not thinking, if you didn't know, that it was actually the same person in every photograph. Well, within them are multiple personalities, and as I said before, we refer to them as alters, and that's fragmented parts of that individual that were severed off during the violations that took place, and it's sort of a preservation to keep somebody from going insane. And so either the spirit is manifesting and that particular moment of the photograph when the shutter was snapped, they caught that, or was the personality that, you know, let's just say someone has minimal three. They have that hurt, wounded, fragmented little person inside of them. Let's say the violation took place at 7 years old. Well, the arrested development is at 7 years old. And that seven-year-old is still within this person. And now you have a facade adult, one who talks and acts and takes care of business, you think has it all together, and then you have the angry teenager. And just like the pistons of an engine, one comes up, one goes down. One comes up, one goes down. You never know what you're dealing with. And as soon as the hurt, wounded little person is assaulted or perceived assaulted, and abandonment is a key issue. Rejection is a key issue. Fear is a key issue. It is one of the strongholds that keeps anyone with borderline personality disorder in bondage. That's when the broken, wounded little person, and there's a perception or even a realization that they're being assaulted, then that angry teenager comes out, and then possibly even the adult that says, "How dare you talk to me that way?" Or, "How dare you not stand there and let me abuse you?" Because it's total insanity. You can be dealing with a borderline. They can be looking you in the face, and you can have compassion, you can have love, you can try and do what you want, what you can. You can try and let the Holy Spirit lead you, and they will reject everything that you are saying and completely turn it around as if they're wearing glasses that completely see things in the reverse and think that you're trying to do them harm. And through their self-preservation, through the spirits that work within, they can become extremely violent. And I mean violent. Now, there are different levels of borderline personality disorder. It doesn't mean that they all are, but I have dealt with some of the worst of the worst. I have dealt with people who are completely annihilated from them. It's amazing. I promised God years ago that if I just happen to not be serving in the ministry at that moment because of the circumstances, that if you bring somebody to me, I will minister to them. And as the saying goes, careful what you ask for. I can't believe how many people come out of the woodwork with these issues, whether I'm active in a deliverance ministry or I'm taking some time off. I would say I'm dealing with 3 right now, which is, the numbers are incredible. And by the way, these are Christians. I believe that they love God. I believe that they have Jesus in their heart. They're just terribly, terribly tormented. Now, I can only go over so much in this 30 minutes. Again, I've written in great detail with my book on Amazon Kindle, BPD, or Jezebel. Now, it doesn't mean that, I'm not saying that somebody is a Jezebel, but there's a strong parallel. And in the type of spirits that are within a borderline personality disordered individual, they're one and the same. It depends on the course of action that the demons have this person doing. And again, my heart goes out to everybody that's dealing with this. There is nothing worse than seeing the torment of a wounded, fragmented individual, post-traumatic stress syndrome. It is terrible. There is such a deep wound within them that they're always having some terrible issue. And so what you're seeing when they act out is them simply trying to survive. And so, again, there's light at the end of the tunnel. You'll find it in Jesus Christ. Go to my website, scottanser.org, and look up the Amazon Kindle, BPD, or Jezebel. God bless you, and I will talk about this more in other broadcasts. Thank you.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.